the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Potato Extension Specialist with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Today, we're going to talk about where sweet potato roots come from and the different kind of sweet potato roots on a sweet potato plant. So, the origin of the sweet potato root is probably one of the most fascinating parts of a sweet potato physiology. If you look at a sweet potato slip or a vegetative stem cutting of a sweet potato plant, and you find the point where the leaf of that plant meets the stem, you'll find these little tiny bumps. They're usually white bumps. Sometimes they're just green colored, the same color as the stem. But those are called preformed root primordia. And those are potentially roots, and they're just sitting on go, waiting for the right environmental conditions to turn from a root primordia into a root. And so under ideal conditions, those little bumps can actually turn into what we call adventitious roots within about 24 hours, which is pretty quick and pretty cool. Now, during the first 2 to 3 weeks after a sweet potato is planted, those roots that emerge from the tiny little bumps on the sweet potato stem decide what kind of root they'll become. And so there really are three different main groups of roots that we think about. And so storage roots are what are desirable for a sweet potato producer and for me as a sweet potato researcher, because those are what can be marketed. That is what you see in a grocery store, what you see next to your steak on a plate at dinner. Storage roots are what we want to see. There are also roots that are pencil roots. These, if you ever dug up a sweet potato, and all of our producers have seen these before, it's these really long, skinny, really kind of lignified roots. And typically those roots started out with conditions that favored storage root development, but those conditions became adverse, whether it was excessive heat or too much nitrogen or too dry of soil conditions. For whatever reason, that sweet potato, the steel of that sweet potato root became what we call lignified or hardened, and it couldn't expand laterally. It could just expand long, lengthwise, essentially. And so those roots are of really little use to us. The third kind of root is a fibrous root. And these are going to be roots that are typically not pigmented, so they're white in color, and they're just really fine roots, and they facilitate nutrient and water uptake. What is neat this time of year is that for our producers who planted in the month of May or even early June, you should be able to go into your production fields and take a shovel with you and dig up some sweet potato plants and investigate or look at the root system. And these three distinct kind of roots are discernible right now, or at about 4 weeks after planting or 30 days after planting, you can differentiate the different kind of roots. And what this does is it gives you some idea of what the root set was per plant and a vague idea of what your potential yield from a field can be. Another thing that it helps with is that roots or sweet potato plants that set relatively few roots per plant tend to size up their roots more quickly in the fall. And so if you have two fields that were planted at similar times and one field put on two storage roots per plant on average and the other put on six, and they're grown under relatively the same conditions for the remainder of the season, the one with two roots per plant will size up more quickly, and that would mean that you probably want to get in that field and harvest it before you harvest one that was set at the same time and put on more roots per plant. So it's just something to think about. The other kind of area where we see roots appear on a plant, in addition to those bumps along the stem, those preformed root primordia, is at the cut end of the stem or the slip. And so that cut end of the slip, where you cut the slip an inch above the soil surface, that cut end typically forms what we call a callus tissue, which is undifferentiated cells. They don't really have a defined purpose, but usually what happens is a number of those cells actually form root tissue. And we can actually see some storage roots come off of that callus tissue that's on the cut end of the sweet potato slip. More often than not, those storage roots are going to be delayed. And so at harvest, those are typically going to be canner-sized or maybe even a number two size root. But usually they won't turn into a number one storage root. Well, the other thing that I'd like to talk about today is transplanting into hot and dry conditions. If you're still transplanting, and a number of our producers still are, one thing to consider is some research that was conducted at NC State University several years back that investigated slip holding time. So the researchers took sweet potato slips and cut them at a certain time and stored them in milk crates in the shade for a number of days. And what they found was that for sweet potatoes transplanted into hot, dry soil conditions, there was actually a benefit to cutting those slips 2 to 5 days before they were planted. That helped to harden the slip off a little bit, and it probably actually started the root initiation process while those plants were still in the milk crate. Just something to think about if you're still transplanting right now. Go ahead and try to cut those plants, if you're able to, 2 to 5 days before you plan to plant them. And that should help withstand and survivability in the Mississippi heat. I hope this has been useful information for you. We'll catch you next time. Thank you.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.